You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Before I get started this morning on the scriptures, I need to tuck in a little announcement right here at this point in the Mass. Father Carl is not with us this morning. He's laid up with a bad cold. Now, before you get to feeling too terribly sorry for him, let me tell you that this has caused me to be assigned for all three parish masses this morning, followed by either five or six infant baptisms. So therefore, I hereby claim at least a part of your collective sympathy. Now, I have never been known for the virtue of prudence, but I do see it coming, and so I'm trying to restructure a little bit of my movements here this morning. So you will find that at different places in the Mass where I'm supposed to be standing and leading things, I might be sitting. That's because these arthritic knees begin to talk to me. Both my knees and my computer work better when I cuss at them. But since I cannot cuss in church without being reported to the bishop, I have to rely on other strategies. So I'm going to sit a little bit more than usual, try to keep my words a little briefer than usual, if that's at all possible. And even at communion time, I've asked to have an extra communion minister so I can take advantage of that time to sit. After it's all over, I'm going to go home, take an industrial strength nap, and then go on strike. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the time that I have here this morning, I think we've got to come to grips with what Jesus said here in the very last line of this Gospel of Matthew today. So, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, I don't know about you, but I am living testimony that this doesn't work very well. After over three quarters of a century of trying to live out my baptismal and various other religious vows and commitments, I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that perfection is a very elusive goal. And I suspect if we had true confessions here, we would all have to admit the same thing. The ideal, the bar is set quite high, but we all fail. And as we heard at the introduction to the Mass, still and all, we keep on shooting for perfection. This caused me to reflect a little bit about what do we mean when we say perfect? Perhaps the best way to, or the place to go, is in the world of athletics. And I assure you that my athletic career was also quite undistinguished. But I like to watch things like the gymnastics competition when the Olympics come around. And when they do those flops and flips and everything else, if all five judges hold up a card with a number 10 on it, that's a perfect score of 10. If you are a baseball pitcher and you retire 27 batters in a row, that's called a perfect game. Doesn't happen very often, even at the major league level, or especially there. If you go to the bowling alley and by some stroke of dumb luck, you roll 12 strikes in a row, you score 300, and that's a perfect game in bowling. And I suspect that all sports have their high ideal of perfection, and then very, very few of the competitors ever achieve it. Perfection is, of course, something that is held up in all walks of life. I used to be a high school principal years ago, and I was aware that around the country, very, very few students nationwide ever get what is called a perfect score on the ACT test, that thing you take in your junior or senior year, whenever. And so it is through life. Perfection is something that we all aim at and strive for, and very, very few people ever achieve it. So that leaves us with the question, back to the scripture again. Here is Jesus telling us to be perfect. In the Old Testament, the same thing said, be holy because God is holy, because our Heavenly Father is perfect and is holy. So we've got to ask ourselves, what in the world are we talking about here? First of all, and in the most basic sense, only God is perfect. And that's as simple as that. That's why I object, as an old English teacher, to using words like awesome when you go to a restaurant. Only God is awesome. Let's just get that settled right out front. I think we should reclaim and make that adjective religious again. But anyway, God is perfect. God is infinite. God is almighty. God is all-powerful. And that is the end of that. So what do we mean then when we are called to perfection? I think the other scripture, especially St. Paul writing to the Corinthians, gives us a clue as to how we can kind of get a grip on this. St. Paul said to the Corinthians, remember that we are temples of God, and we have God's Holy Spirit dwelling in us. From the moment of our baptism and right on through life, confirmation and all the other graces that God gives us, we've got God's Holy Spirit in us as we strive for perfection. That's somewhat like taking an illegal drug, a steroid or something. Gives you an unfair advantage. And so when you hear what Jesus has been saying to us week after week in this Sermon on the Mount about if you want to save your life, then go lose it. Today, be nonviolent, offer no resistance when someone does you harm. Give until it hurts. Love not only your friends and your countrymen, but your enemies as well. Once you accept the idea that we have God's Holy Spirit living within us, even that becomes possible. And that's what sanctity is all about. That's what perfection is. Trying to achieve what Jesus puts out there and what people even in his own time must have said when they heard him preach. If that's what you're talking about, then who can be saved? And Jesus assures us that indeed, not only is perfection an attainable goal, it is something that we should strive for. And so we don't need to lower the bar in any sense. We need to keep it high and realize that with God's Spirit, we can indeed achieve this. Jesus, as always, put his money where his mouth was. He not only said what perfection is, he went and did it himself when he laid down his life for us. And as we say so often in our prayers, this holy and perfect sacrifice. So there you have it. We are here to celebrate the sacrifice of Jesus again in this Holy Eucharist. And we realize that perfection is a lifetime project for all of us. But at the end, if we just keep on trying, we will be rewarded with the crown of glory for those who have achieved perfection when we get to heaven. May God give us this blessing, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.